Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy.
All right, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Mike Hayflick in studio. Real quick podcast here. Last night, Donald Trump was in office. By the way, we do manage money for a living. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the stock market and the bond market and all the volatility that's going on out there. Mike, of course, a certified Social Security claiming strategist. Actually, as we're doing this podcast, somebody just called in with a, actually just emailed with a pretty sophisticated Social Security question. So I'll have to see if you can help.
I'll have something to do after the podcast.
We are a one-stop financial shop, folks, so don't forget about our Medicare team turning 65. Think of the Financial Guys. Of course, Mike Spiraza and his team insuring homes, autos, and your businesses. Over 25 companies to shop to save you money. And our chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, advisors, and certified financial planners to help you with your 401ks, your IRAs, and your retirement planning. Let's get into Donald Trump last night. Of course, indicted yesterday, and they couldn't be bothered to look into the Biden crime family or the Obamas or the Clinton family when they decided to smash a server and erase emails. All of that was fine, but somehow Donald Trump is just this big threat. I mean, he it's funny because he's even a bigger threat to them than global warming, and global warming is a big threat to them, although we've just found out that over the last 10 years, the Antarctic is actually adding more ice and cooling, so wrong again.
Oh, my gosh. My anxiety was so high on that one, Mike. Thanks for reducing my anxiety this morning.
Problem. Yeah, no
I'll be okay.
I knew we all knew that things would be well when the Obamas bought their eight-bedroom mansion on the oceanfront. We knew that then the sea levels would be just fine.
So the fact that it's literally 55 degrees right now outside, I should be okay. I thought it should be 105 if you're listening to them.
Yeah, Al Gore said by now we would be the new Miami, and Miami would be unlivable. Remember that? That's what he said. Unlivable. There's nobody that will be living in Florida. You know, it's funny. They are always wrong. And when I mean wrong, they are the opposite wrong. Like every time.
How badly wrong can you be? Yeah, right?
If they say A, put all your money on B. And we laugh every year. Every year they come out and say, we're going to predict the hurricane season. It's like, and they're always wrong. If they say, I think it'll be a mild one, that's when we usually get a good one. And we're, oh, my, it's going to be tragic. Although now every year they predict it's going to be tragic. Right. The whole world is on fire. We didn't have fires before. We didn't have ice ages before. This is all part of, you having to be forced to drive an electric vehicle that you won't be able to plug in and drive.
Right. Lots of opinions yesterday, right, on Trump getting indicted. What was interesting, I just happened to be watching Fox News. I went to and from, different stations, but what was cool, at one point, there was Joe Biden on the left-hand side of the screen and Donald Trump on the right. They were listening. We were listening to Donald Trump, but something else was going on where Joe Biden was in front of a microphone. There was a young lady there. I don't know what the event was, but I'm thinking, how cool is this? Like, you got basically, it's like Goliath, Donald Trump against, I don't know what you want to call Joe Biden, but here you are, like, at this very moment in time. Joe Biden, there's so much evidence against him and his family for corruption. So much evidence. And that very day, you had people like Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, questioning FBI, basically leadership. And they are absolutely stonewalling. And here, the very night then, after Trump's in Miami getting indicted, he's back in New Jersey for an event. Mike Spiraza actually right there. He was invited to attend. Mm-hmm. There were probably 300-400 people. And I'm thinking to myself, think of the timing of all of this stuff happening at this very moment. And I had to wonder, like, where is this going to end up? What are we going to be saying in about a year and a half when a new president is in office? Is it going to be Biden again? Is that whole mess, that whole machine of getting him elected, is it going to work again? Or will Donald Trump actually prevail. It was really a cool moment, I thought.
Yeah, no, and it's instrumental to the survival of the United States of America. I mean, these Democrats have figured out that big government is good for them. We talked in the live episode this morning about mm-hmm. Chuckie Schumer's net worth is $70 million, right? The Obamas are now approaching $100 million. The Clintons are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The Biden family, who knows, because they've set up shell corporations. So if anybody could look into that for us, you know, if just one of you reporters could find a little bit of integrity to go out and sort of do the math. I mean, think about this. His son was a crack addict. I mean, it's not cheap to hire hookers and crack all the time and then be able to pay your daddy $50,000 a month. I mean, you really have to have a very good sense of business to be able to afford that kind of flow.
And good income streams. You got to have income streams to support that lifestyle, right?
They are petrified of it. And to your point yesterday, Ted Cruz, Josh Harley, they exposed the corruption in the FBI. We're not going to answer your questions. We're not going to. You're dirtbags. You're dirtbags.
Yeah.
You, the American people, we're owed an answer on this. Is there videotape? Yes or no? All you need to say is yes, and we're looking into it. Okay, great. And no, there's not. That's a lie.
Right.
Okay.
And these people enriching themselves, this isn't like them having a full-time job, but then on the side, working another 30, 40 hours a week, building up a business, a family business or something. No, this is them in government office positions year after year after year.
Never paying for a thing, Mike. Private jets.
I know, right. Yeah. Literally, how much do they have to actually pay for?
Yeah, dinners, whatever they want. I don't care, by the way. Look at Chuckie Schumer's salaries. It is impossible to build that kind of net worth through your 401k plan.
Right.
And by the way, remember when Mitt Romney was running before he became part of the establishment and he had $5 million in a SAP IRA? Do you remember that?
Yep.
And they said how ridiculous that was. Nobody should have that kind of money. These IRA accounts should be taxed at very high levels.
Right.
If you're over X amount of dollars, shame on him for being able to save that much. Now, $5 million for a guy like Mitt Romney, that's reasonable. He was able to put away $50,000 a year for a long time. He was a business owner. Mm-hmm. Chuckie Schumer, you're just a scumbag. You're part of it. They're doing 100% whatever they can to protect their little. They don't care, by the way. Venezuelans, by the way, there's a lot of rich Venezuelans out there. They're part of the government, just like this. Socialism didn't work out real well for the majority of Venezuelans, right? The country imploded, but not for the upper folks. No, they're smoking nice cigars and drinking nice wine still, right? While the rest of the people are trying to break into zoos to feed their family, the Chuckie Schumers of the world will be just fine in this big socialist paradise.
If you lined up a whole bunch of Venezuelans, some of them leaders of the government, you're going to see a big weight difference. You're going to see some very plump, very healthy looking leaders, and you're going to find a lot of very frail, very skinny citizens, and you can see videos of this. Shop owners, like a 5-year difference or something. The shop owner of previous 5 years, looking good, you know, smiling and it has a little weight on him. 5 years later, the guy is like ready to fall over. He's got practically no body fat because they have to chase down cats and dogs to eat. I mean, this is what they want to do for us. And as you said, Mike, that what they think is, no, socialism didn't work in many places, but we'll do it right.
Yeah.
We'll be better at it.
Huge chunk of the left that actually think that this time the socialism will be different. There's a huge chunk of the left that just don't care. Chuckie Schumer, if you really cared and you really practiced what you preached, you would be handing away 65 of your $70 million. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me, Chuck, that you can't live on $5 million because you're telling everybody else they can live without automobiles and everything else, but they don't give away a penny. Not one penny. Mm-hmm. Look at their tax returns. I mean, the Biden family, I think they gave away $2,000 or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous. Let's play a little clip from Donald Trump.
Great honor to have you here, and today we witness the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. Very sad thing to watch. A corrupt sitting president had his top political opponent arrested on fake and fabricated charges of which he and numerous other presidents would be guilty. right in the middle of a presidential election.
Every single one of them yep. would have been guilty. Every single one of them had files That's and right. stuff like that, right? That's now they're right. saying, oh, he didn't give it back. I'm not sure he had to give it back, right? That's number one. I'm not sure he had to give it back. Don't tell me he had to give it back when the Clinton family is walking away with furniture. They're stealing mm-hmm. from the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. They smashed their servers. They're wiped out their emails, and they could, and you know damn well that they could recover all that stuff, right? If they really wanted to, they'd figure out a way to get all that stuff back. It's out there, right? It's right. an email. It either came in or got pushed out. It's out there. They couldn't be bothered.
Think of the timing too, right? As soon as Biden is told, or we're told,
yes.
that a Burisma whistleblower has 17 audio tapes, right,
right?
To protect himself. An insurance policy, because he knew at some point
yep.
people might come after me.
Yep.
I'm going to have evidence that these things happened, and I'm not going to let someone, you know, basically take me out,
yep.
whether it's legally or literally take his life out
yep.
without having some evidence. And he has the evidence, and Chuck Grassley, you know, he put this out there that there definitely are audio tapes. The very day, Mike, that's found, that's when Trump is getting indicted in Florida. I mean, yeah. you can't make this up anymore, no. folks. You don't have to put, you know, it's easy to put two and two together. You don't have to do that anymore.
I know.
You just have to open your eyes and listen.
It's disgusting. And it's like, if you believe Epstein killed himself, you're an idiot.
I mean, this is
you're an idiot.
You don't even have to put the puzzle pieces together. It's, no. it's one big piece. All you got to do is look at it, listen to it, and it's right there in front of you.
In which he is losing very badly. This is called election interference and yet another attempt to rig and steal a presidential election. More importantly, it's a political persecution, like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
Yep, that's yeah. exactly what it
this
is.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy.
The business of government is too big.
Mm-hmm.
When Chucky Schumer's are worth $70 million, the government is too big.
Mm-hmm.
When the Faucis of the world are there for 40, 50 years, right? When the Nancy Pelosi's of the mm-hmm. world are worth $270 million, the government is too big. And the only way you're going to fix that is to get rid of it. You know,
yep.
lots of times when you're starting to restructure a company and they'll bring in a CEO, they'll bring in the toughest CEOs out there, because they know they're going to just have to dismantle departments. Like,
the only way that they'll continue getting enriched is if Donald Trump doesn't get elected. So
yeah.
he's the biggest threat. There's no question. I don't think they care about anything else. There's no issues
yeah.
that the Democrats really care about. They care about enriching themselves with more money, more wealth,
yeah.
and more power.
Now, they'll trust me. Now, if the polls switch and DeSantis is in the lead, they're going to find somebody from 1982
mm-hmm.
that was at a party with DeSantis, and he did something inappropriate. None of her friends are going to remember it.
Right.
But watch and see, because he's not the big threat right now. Donald is in the lead. The better his poll results get, the more Chucky Schumer is going to feel like his $70 million is under attack. The more Nancy Pelosi is going to feel like her $270 million is under attack, and they're going to attack him. But watch and see.
Well,
we're
going to be told, you listen to every word that this new person, this new witness has said.
Right.
Every word is true.
That's
but
right.
but we're not allowed to hear what the Burisma whistleblower has
right.
on audio tapes. We're not allowed to hear that.
It'll be Christine Baisley Ford or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Back. Hey, I got touched 30 years ago and nobody remembers it. Didn't you go back to that same party 4 days in a row? Yeah, I did.
Nobody remembered a thing.
Yeah.
Even her friends said, no,
not
we
job.
Don't remember any of that.
I wonder what mansion she's living in now.
Right.
We'll fail and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
You gotta love, though.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one thing you gotta love about Donald Trump. It's like he does not back down ever. Ever.
He's the 3-point shooter, Mike, that's 0 for 12, and he keeps throwing him
absolutely.
Up there.
Absolutely.
And by the end of the game, he's about 8 for 28.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he scored 40 points.
Yeah.
Charging a former president of the United States under the Espionage Act of 1917. Wasn't meant for this. An act for a crime so heinous that only the death penalty would do, and threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law. The Espionage Act has been used to go after traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with a former president legally keeping his own documents. As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of pray that he gets a non-left-wing liberal nut job.
Not criminal.
You know, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but that New York law school where they had the girl that hates America, that, you know, you could just tell she's going to be a radical nut job. She will be, first of all, she'll be probably a politician in the Democrat Party at some point.
That's
They'll love
right.
her, right?
Yep.
You hate America, that seems to work, although Chucky's, you know, created $70 million worth of net worth and hating the place he lives in.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to pray that that's not the prosecutor you get. And I've seen that, you know, in some of our lawsuits trying to get the masks off of kids. And they didn't care about the law. They didn't care about, you know, your rights to be heard. Mm-hmm. They didn't care about any of that. You know what they cared about? I'm a Democrat judge, a left-wing liberal nut job, and my friends who I show up and go to campaign funds for, like Gal Bernstein, and they raise money for me, I'm just going to dismiss this case without ever hearing any of the facts because I don't care, right? So you just got to hope and pray that you get a conservative judge that says, okay, I'm going to listen to the actual facts of this case. I'm going to you know, listen to both sides and make a fair judgment.
And Nancy Pelosi, their attitude, and it's perfect. This is exactly what she said. He'll have his chance to prove his innocence. That's what they think.
That's right.
They think,
that's right.
No, we're going to say that he's guilty. We're going to say he's guilty of something. I mean, this is like
Attorney General of New York said that from day one.
She said,
I'm going to find something on him. Well, that's not your job.
That's how they got elected. Yeah. So Mike, if I got pulled over going 95 on the thruway, this is like them saying, yeah, don't worry about the driving, you know, at 95 miles per hour on the thruway. Let's get him for armed robbery.
That's right.
For something to happen across town.
How about better yet?
Wait. Like,
how about better yet? You're driving the speed limit and they're still getting you for armed robbery.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think we like Mike Hayflick.
Like, what are we doing?
He wears orange shirts every day. That's what he's wearing now.
Right.
And we don't like orange shirts. So because we don't like orange shirts, we're going to find something on Mike to put him in jail so we don't have to see his orange shirt anymore.
That's right.
Disgusting.
Yep.
Disgusting. Let's play another minute of this and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
I had every right to have these documents.
Every right.
The crucial legal precedent is laid out in the most important case ever of a subject known as the Clinton Sox case.
The Clinton Sox. I didn't know. I couldn't remember this, but this is fun.
After leaving the White House, Bill Clinton kept 79 audio tapes in his sock drawer. They included discussions of U.S. military involvement in Haiti, discussions of U.S. foreign policy, both defense and offense, against Cuba, recordings of President Clinton's conversations with all of the many foreign leaders at
the time. Why does he have to bring this up?
I know. Nobody else is mentioning this.
Chucky Todd couldn't find this.
From presidential briefings, discussions with the Secretary of State about conflict in Bosnia, and much, much more. Very big stuff. Not only was Bill Clinton never even considered for criminal prosecution based on the tapes he took, but when he was sued for them, he won the case. Judge Amy Berman Jackson's decision states, under the statutory scheme established by the Presidential Records
Act, the Espionage Act,
the decision to segregate personal materials from presidential records is made by the president during the president's term and in the president's sole discretion.
Yeah, well,
two justice system, folks.
Yeah, we'll
That's
leave it
the
there.
Definition
we
of
are
a two
in a
justice
constitutional
system.
America, where this is sad, and we do have a two-tier justice system right now, where the Democrats happen to be in charge and are using it to go after political opponents. It's sad. It's sickening. And God bless America that we can actually make it through this. Sorry, on behalf of Mike Lomas, Mike Hayflick, if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you think like us, use us as a resource. Don't forget about our our website, thefinancialguys.com. And we're a one-stop financial shop. So whether it's insurance and insuring your homes, your autos, your businesses, your Medicare turning 65, think of the Financial Guys. And, of course, retirement planning and our flagship, you know, chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, we can help there as well. 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll see you Saturday on the Financial Guys Media Network.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.